Are you that kind of couple that shares their phones openly? I don't even know you get those kinds of couples, to be honest with you.
You're starting drama now. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be big drama. No, it's going to be big drama because there's a law that's been passed. But before I get to that law, are you open with each other in your relationship, Liesl, when it comes to your phones? Can you give your phone to your partner and say,
hang you up? Yeah, I can. We have each other's, fingerprints and passwords and whatever. But I don't feel the need to do it, but I do have it. Do you know what I use it for? To steal his data. So I switch his hotspot on, then I hotspot myself, and then I go boss on Instagram.
So you're comfortable with that? Alma? Mm.
I know every single password of every single social media network, Gmail, bank card, everything of my husband's.
But just remember, she was the person that was blocked the other day by her ex.
Can you just say that again for me, please? Just say it again. You've got what?
I know all of his passwords.
I want you to hear yourself. I want you to hear yourself talking. Okay, and is that mutual?
Well, he doesn't remember mine. I've given them to him.
So how's this? Snooping through the phone of your husband or wife in Saudi Arabia could now land you in jail. Such an offense could actually get a fine of a couple of R100,000, along with a prison term for a year.
A year.
Here's the thing, though. You feel stupid. If you had to go and snoop through your partner's phone and you find nothing, you feel dumb, right? But then you feel vindicated, obviously, when you find a little something spicy. And for that reason, we're going to open a bit of a confession session this morning. Very simple question. Have you ever snooped through your partner's phone and found something that shocked you? And to this, while you think about that, we're going to play a little game on the show this morning amongst ourselves called Cell Phone Roulette. We're going to call out certain things on each other's phones. So, for instance, Alma, I'm going to ask you first to play live on air the very last voice note that you received on WhatsApp. Think about that. It's coming up.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Breakfast with Martin Bester, giving you a fun way to wake up.
Gotta wake up.
Jacaranda FM.
So we're going to play a little game called Cell Phone Roulette on the show this morning. Apparently now in Saudi Arabia, they made it illegal for you to snoop through your husband or your wife's phone. They catch you. You can pay hundreds of thousands of rands of fine, even a year in jail. So if you had to go into your partner's phone, what would you find, do you think? Have you found something shocking? We've got a bit of a confession session coming up. You drop your voice note on 084 850 0942 if you have a confession to make. While you think about that, let's play Cell Phone Roulette. Alma Smith.
Mm.
Go into your WhatsApp.
Okay, maar wacht. Voor ik het nou doen, gaan jij ook saam speel?
Yes, of course. I always do. I'm that guy. Don't you worry about me ever.
She her face right now.
She's busy stalling. Did you see that?
Okay, Alma, so wat wil jij met ik doen?
Go into your WhatsApp.
Ja.
Go and live on air, play the last... Yeah, you can check on her there, Lisa.
I am.
Play the last voice note that you got from another man who's not your husband.
Okay. Do I need to tell you up front who this is?
No, play it and we'll decide.
Hey, Alma.
Well, cook. I've got that up
close here. Wow. Wow. Stuk van my book. En ek wil net vir dat weet dat jy feature in daardie hoofstuk onder Botty Coffee.
Wow.
Die bulletproof koffie wat jy Botty Coffee gedoop het. So ek wou maar net vir jou laat weet jy gaan 'n credit kry, dankie. Gooi die botter in die koffie.
Wow. For like the first half of it, I almost started feeling a little uncomfortable for her.
Hi, Alma. Ek wil net vir jou sê ek jy feature in my kookboek. Who was
a
that?
Whipstick.
A whipstick.
Dis Armand Oukamp, tel vir my wat akteur is, wat skryf aan 'n kookboek.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I got a credit.
Well done.
Okay, are you getting paid?
Yeah, mine is my
what is what is the coffee about?
Do you so, put yeah, so it's a keto coffee. Kind of coffee that you put a scoop of unsalted butter.
I've had that.
Coconut oil and very strong coffee, and you blitz it all together, and it makes like a shake.
If you want your friends to die of heart attacks, that's what Alma Smith is doing there, and now she's in a book with that. Liesl, you're next.
No, man, I'm not playing this.
The last DM that you got on Instagram.
Op Insta. Gaan jy regtig
dit maak? The very last DM you have to read out loud on
air. I'm looking
air.
Over her
shoulder. Yeah, just check up on it.
Okay.
Last DM that you got on Instagram. After the very last one. No, check. The last one.
Do I have to, like...
Read it out.
Okay. It says, hey, missed you this Sunday.
Answer me this question. Is it from your better half proverb?
No.
Who was it from?
A gentleman named Dylan Daniels.
Oh!
So let me put it into context. Yeah. Calm down. He's one of the cast on Dancing with the Stars. He was Odessa Swart's partner.
Ha! Okay. So they miss you at the show.
Yes.
So he wishes he was your partner.
Well.
Wow, that escalated.
You wish you were my... Wow. No.
I wish you were...
What does your partner say about this, Liesl?
Who, Ryan? He doesn't know.
How many partners do you have, woman?
Ryan's my dance partner.
Yes, like, it's hard to keep up. Proverb is your real partner. What did you answer back to Dylan?
I made up a name for him, and I said, missed you too, Rajesh, because that's what we called him.
Is that enough part? That's a bit of a stretch.
The men in Liesl's lives. For the next hour of the show, we are going to list the men in Liesl's lives. What do you want to know from me? What do you want to know?
Let's also go to WhatsApp.
Yeah, okay.
But let's keep it interesting in a group.
Yeah.
You know, these WhatsApp groups always they get a little inappropriate sometimes. And
what must I do?
Last WhatsApp group conversation or message.
The last message I received, fortunately, was from one of those boring groups.
Ugh.
When I say boring, like normal. Let's go with normal. This is from our complex group. Someone posted, kids don't remember their best day of television. And then someone replied, amen to that.
What did you say?
In my head or...